You're listening to News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. This is Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Brian Taylor sitting in for Phil Williams today. Phil is on an anniversary trip with his wife, Charlene. So I hope you guys are having a great trip. I hope you're not listening to the show right now, actually. But Phil, I miss you when you're gone. this is hard doing a three-hour show, folks. There's a lot to talk about. There's always a lot going on in the news, but it takes a lot to get ready for a show like this and to line up guests and to be prepared to talk on these subjects. So we're doing the best that we can, but Phil's done a great job. He's pretty new to the format as well. And, of course, there's a lot of folks out there, a lot of folks in Alabama. Jeff Poor down in Mobile does a great job on his show. I was looking at this news story just came in. And I said, what is this? The a boat in a Christmas parade with the message "Let's Go Brandon" on it has been disqualified after winning the first place prize. The boat was awarded first place at the annual Yorktown Lighted Boat Parade in Virginia. But hours later, the Yorktown Foundation, the nonprofit organization that sponsors the parade, announced that the boat had been disqualified and stripped of its award over its overt political message. The event organizers immediately notified the judges that the boat would be disqualified because of its political statements. They were at odds with the mission of the foundation, and the second place boat would be advanced to the winning position. So if you're in a Christmas parade, be careful about offending the censors. You don't want to put "Let's Go Brandon" on your boat. You might get disqualified. That reminds me of another story I saw this morning. The European Union recently withdrew some guidelines that sparked anger, including from the Vatican. They issued some guidelines for woke language. We use the word woke now. It's always been around. It used to be called politically correct. Now we refer to it as woke. At least they're close. But French President Macron has said that he does not adhere to Eurocrats explaining the words people can and can't use. This comes just a week after Brussels withdrew its controversial guidelines for inclusive communication. Let's see. They wanted to stop using the word Christmas across the European Union and instead use the phrase holiday period, because Christmas is offensive to non-Christians. So EU, we've been through that. We've been through some of that here. Let's see, what else did I see? They wanted to change the word. What was this? Well, I've lost it now. I'm sorry. It was a slew of just ridiculously politically correct terminology that they were advising needed to be changed through the EU bureaucracy. Here they are. The word stewardess needed to be changed to flight attendant, and principal needed to be changed to headmaster. The word principal instead of headmaster or headmistress. Those aren't too egregious. We've already kind of gone down that path here. There was one. I'll fight it here in a minute. I'll fight it here in a minute at the next break. It was absolutely hilarious to see what the EU is putting out. And kind of funny to see the French president being the one to slam them. All right. Well, we'll be up next. If you want to call in, I tell you what, we're going to come up next with Eric Johnston of the Southeast Law Institute. Eric is a great lawyer. He's been on the forefront of the pro-life battle, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the Supreme Court and overturning Roe v. Wade. So stick around for that. We'll be right back with Eric Johnston, and then I'd like to hear your calls in response, and we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. This is Brian Taylor. Stay tuned. Eric Johnson's on the way.